Okay.
So the last sugya that we had, we're in kind of in the middle of a sugya, in the middle of a long Tosos, but I'm going to summarize. Thank you, Mark. So tonight's Chabura, what did Mori just text? Okay. Tonight's Chabura is sponsored by Sid, called Schmidt, Le'ili Nishmas' father, Hachavar Ephraim, Ben Hachavar Moshe Yehuda. Shama Shavan Aliyah, and the Torah that we learned should be a schus for his Nisham.
No, just even in the shul that he has.
Oh, right, in the Tanya. Mm-hmm. Very nice, beautiful. Olam Katan. So the Tosos last week we discussed got into a very, very important machlekes. Within the machlekes Tanoim that we've discussed over here about at what point does the group of Eidos now make a group, and therefore if one of the Eidim, no matter how many Eidim you have, is turned out to be invalid, therefore all the Eidos is batal, nimtzeh karbo pasul, is it with kavana lahoid or even without kavana lahoid? That was machlekes Rabbanon, Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe. That's the machlekes in the Gemara. Comes along Tosfos and has a further detailed machlekes. He says, well, what's the halacha in terms of all Eidos, all dina Eidos? When do you become an Eid? The pashtus of this Gemara seems to imply that what? That even when you're just seeing the story, even when you're just witnessing the act, at the time of Re'iyah, and as Abe pointed out last week very correctly, and that's the opinion of the Rashbam, like the Pasuk says, O Ra, O Yada, that the Dina Eidos comes from the Shasriya. When you saw it, that's the pivotal point of time. That's when you become a group. That's when you're actually considered an Eid. However, comes along Tosfos and goes with a fiery argument in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Testament Aleph, as well as certain other areas of Shas, we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in a second, that Tosfos says it's not true. And Tosfos says, it has to be not true. An aid is only an aid I made. An aid is only an aid that ultimately comes to court. Now, Tosfos says, one of his proofs are, and we spoke about this at length last week, because in Kain, lo natsinu, yadenu v'ragleinu, by every gittin. So we spoke about why he didn't talk about a chasana. But Tosfos says, you have so many scenarios that what? You're going to have many different aidim at the time of Re'iyah. But what? The only thing that can actually make the Eidim Ksheirim is if only two Eidim Ksheirim show up to be made in court. So says Tosfos, that's fine. Because the actual Eidim at the end of the day are only the Eidim HaMe'idim. And as long as the two that came and showed up in court to testify were two Kasher Eidim, who cares if there were a lot of Krovim at the time of the Re'iyas HaMaisa? Re'iyas HaMaisa is insufficient. So that was Tosfos' proof just from Svarah. So we pointed out that Tosfos is very interesting. You know, because I would have thought, and this is the argument of the Ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel, that Kiddushin and Gerushin is totally different. Kiddushin and Gerushin never has a typical time that you come to court in a classic sense that you have to testify about it. Everything is finished at the time of the get and at the time of the chasana. So that's not comparable to classic Dine Nefashos, Dine Mominus, where you have two stages of an Eid Aro and an Eid Ameid. And yet what? Tosfos did not take that approach. Whereas the Ritva says there's a difference between Gittin and Kiddushin, because those are Eide Kiyum, those are Eidim that substantiate the actual marriage, that substantiate the actual get, and without the Eidim it's not a get and it's not a Kiddushin. But it's not relevant for the Eidim to be there later. There's no future setting. There might be technicalities when you need clarifications, but the get is done. The Kiddushin is done. I wouldn't have compared that to what we're talking about in Sanhedrin over here, where there's a Shas Hagadah and the pivotal thing is to talk about what happened, and yet Tosfos compares the two. So it's fascinating. We spoke about this last time, and Itai really clarified it, that according to Tosfos, it's clear that the two are comparable. Gittin is the same as Dine Nefashos, Dine Mominus. And whatever is an aid in one is the same aid in the other. And even when it comes to the people that are called up to the chuppah at the chasana and are standing to be your aidin, whereas the Ritva holds, that makes sense, that everything's happening under the chuppah, and that's why Re'iyas HaMaisa should be pivotal then. But Tosfos says, no, even there, it's only because at that point in time, they have the potential to go to court if need be, and testify about this situation, that's what makes them Eidim. It's the fact that they're Roi LaHagadah and that they can, in a future state, be made. Okay, so if they die, but they were potentially able to be made at that point in time, but that is crucial, and Tosfos is saying, the Gittin is the same as the Dinei Nefashos and the Dinei Mamonos, that they have to testify in court. Then Tosfos says, I have another proof. And we learned last week the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis says an unbelievable Hamavimina. The Gemara Makis asked, Harug Yatzil, every time you kill someone, every time a murderer is there, so they're also witnessing the story. So why don't you say you should save every murderer, you should save any situation, either because the person who was murdered is witnessing and he's one of the Eidim, or because the murderer is witnessing and he's one of the Eidim, so one of the group of Eidim is possible, even if you have two Kasher Eidim there. That's the Gemara's Kasha in Makas Davov. So the Gemara answers what? No. B'mekayim al-pishnayim Eidim yokum davar, b'mekayim al-davar akosav b'daber. So comes along Tosfos and says, what was the Maskonas HaGemara? The Maskonas HaGemara is that an Eid, by definition, is only mekayim al-davar. Meaning, I don't take into account everyone that what? That witnessed the story and saw the story. Re'iyah, at the end of the day, is irrelevant. And al-pishnayim o-shlosha Eidim yokum davar, which is the source for Nimtzeach HaNerukar Apostle, which ultimately is the source for all Hilchos Eidim, Tosfos is saying, is only v'mekayim al-davar, but those that are coming to court and being made. So Tosfos is actually going to concede that what? The Gemara for a second actually thought like the other opinion, but what? At the end of the day, that was what the Gemara concluded was wrong. However, we pointed out last week that Shitas Rashi is not that case. Rashi says, is not like Tosfos. Rashi says, L'maskonas HaGemara, he translates, B'mekayim me'adover akosav medaber, has nothing to do with speaking. Has nothing to do with an Eid HaMeid. That wasn't what the Gemara concluded. The Gemara concluded that the person that murdered, or the person that was murdered, is not going to invalidate the other two Eidim. Why? Because he's not mekayim me'adover. Not because he's not speaking. Not because you need Eid HaMeid, but rather because he's Oseh HaMaisa. Because an aid, by definition, is one who's witnessing from an external perspective, not one who's involved in the action itself. And an aid, by definition, is not an Oseh HaMaisa. If that's the conclusion of the Gemara, it comes out according to Rashi, now we just found who is the Bar Plukta of our Tosos. Rashi, at the end of the day, holds that a definition of an aid is not an aid HaMeid. That's not what the Gemara concluded in Makos, but is rather in aid haroe, and the Gemara never backed out from the havamina of horig yatzil, horig yatzil. The Gemara introduced the technicality that the horig, that a murderer, cannot be considered an aid, because he's an oseh hamaisa. But in every other person that was roes hamaisa that never ultimately comes to court, that's an aid. An aid haroe is sufficient. The Gemara never backed out from that. So therefore, Rashi Shita is, an aid haroe is sufficient. If so, we pointed out, then we have a big problem under every chuppah, and the shach and the ktos both paskin, that's why you should be miyached the eidim, because there are many different eid haroas at the chasanas, and some of them are posel. And according to Tosfos, that would never bother me, because as long as they don't come to court, it won't cause a problem. Whereas according to Rashi, it will cause a problem, so therefore I have to exclude all the other eidim. Abe asked me a very good question after last chabura. The next morning he asked me, what gives me the right to exclude some Eidim over the other? Who said I'm the Baila? If we have a case in the street, if we have a murder, right? So the murderer can't say, you know what? I don't want you to be an Eid. There's no kibudim by the murderer. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no. So what? Ma pitom? Eidim, Eidus is Eidus. Ma pitom that suddenly I can say, the Rav can tell me, I'm now appointing two Eidim to the exclusion of all others. And again, according to Shitas Rashi, the Ritva, the Ktsois, the Shach is saying this is necessary, at least according within the world of Rashi.
They're not Eidim, or they're in groups?
They're not Eidim.
No, maybe you're saying your group and you.
Well, the Lashon that's said under the Chuppah is these two people are the Eidim to the exclusion of all others.
Right.
So these are my Eidim. So, but what do you mean? There are, but Abe's right, they are Eidim.
Okay.
Lamaisa, they're witnessing, they're Roah. Yeah.
I know the Ezra, the Lord, when they appoint
Meaning you got a phone call, you got a kavod, you got a kibud. Yeah, it's true. But the Rav makes sure again. So what you're pointing out is that it's already done beforehand because, listen, we had so much stress. We had 5 fights with the mechutonim. Who's going to get this kavod? And Avadeh was designated beforehand, and that's why we had so many machlokesim about it. It's true. What he's pointing out is that it might be already designated. But at the end of the day, what Abe's asking is, who said you have the right to designate? When I'm doing a murder, when I'm doing anything else, I don't have the right to designate. So this is something very important. When it comes to Kiddushin, Reb Chaim explains something very fundamental. Who is the Bailin and the owner and the one controlling the Kiddushin? The husband. He's involved in the action of Kiddushin. And without his das, and also her das, there is no Maisa Kiddushin. This is a Maisa Kinyan that's being done by the husband and the wife. Says Reb Chaim, the Eidim, by a Davar Shebe Erva like Kiddushin, are there as Eidei Kiyam. Says Reb Chaim, the definition of Eidei Kiyam under the Chuppah to substantiate a wedding, are now to clarify and to make sure that the husband has solidified Das over here. However, Reb Chaim, and this is where the context of where Reb Chaim discusses this in his Sefer Al HaRambam. Reb Chaim wants to suggest the following. He found many Rishonim that he wants to suggest that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, when it comes to the situation where a husband died with no kids, Nebuch, and left an almana, and now there's a brother, and technically Minat Torah, there's a mitzvah of Yibum over there. So Reb Chaim suggests, even though technically you're going to be married, there's no necessity for Eidei Kiyam in such a scenario. Why? What's the difference? The Gemara says when it comes to Yibum, Mishamayim Kamaknala. This is a kinyan that's done from Shamayim. The fact that you guys are now going to be married without giving her any money and with just going into a bedroom and fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, that is a chalos, that is something that now is decided and is controlled and governed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you want to analyze based on that Gemara, says Reb Chaim, is the husband a bailim and in control of the Yibam like he is in Kiddushin? Says Reb Chaim, absolutely not. And it's going to have practical implications, says Reb Chaim. When it comes to Kiddushin, I can make a t'nai and a condition on the Kiddushin. The Gemara in the third parak of Kiddushin has a load of conditions. Conditions that would be very mechutzaf bizman hazeh. Only almanas that your father, my father, future father-in-law is going to give me $1 million. Am I going to marry you? Or only almanas that it's going to rain tomorrow or something. The Gemara says you can make any tie you want. You're in the driver's seat for marriage. You're in control. It's your kinyan. It's your bailus. You're in control. When it comes to Yibum, I'm not in control. I can't make a t'nai. So says Reb Chaim, just like you can't make a t'nai, and it's from Shamayim, you also do need a dekiyam in such a scenario. Reb Chaim happened to be of the opinion that chuppah, which is nisuin, and the yichud room, is the same thing. And technically, the fact that we call over 2 eidim by the yichud room, according to Reb Chaim, according to Reb Soloveitchik, was a chumrah and was not necessarily la'alacha. It was not necessary. They thought that it wasn't a classic kinyan, that you're a bailam of, it's automatic, whatever. But says Reb Chaim, if you're not like governing over this classic kinyan, so memela makes a lot of sense. If the Eidim are there to substantiate my das, and I'm the one who's control over here, so I can now control who's an Eid and who's not an Eid. I have the ability to be Miachad the Eidim, because that's the nature of what Kiddushin is, of what Davar Shebe Erev is. So now let's go back to Tosos. So Tosos is going on, and he's concluding, and he's saying, from all these different proofs, it can't be that an Eid is sufficient just to be an Eid Aroa, but rather you need an Eid Ameid, and you have to be able to see. So we finish the Gemara in Makis. And then Tosos says, where he quotes, V'chein l'kamon l'amadal r'amabez l'inyan ein eid nasedayin. Where are we, Abe?
23 lines.
23 lines. Excellent. V'chein l'inyan ein eid nasedayin. Nirilari. I'm going to bring another proof from a brand new sugya that the Rashbam, that Rashi, and I'm going to tell you in a second that it's going to be the opinion of the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, who also went like his Veda, that the definition of an aid was an aid aroa and not an aid ameid, the Rashbam. What's the halacha? If let's say you have two edim, and now we don't have enough men. So we want the aid not only to be an aid, but we want him to flip around and sit in the chair for the dayanim as well. We don't have enough people to take care of this issue. So we're going to testify, we're going to be edim, and then we're also going to sit to give the pstak as the dayanim. So the Gemara says that's a problem. Ein aid nasadai. There's a few exceptions to the rule, but in general, the mahalach of the Gemara is that an aid can't be a dayan. Why can't an aid be a dayan? What's the problem with an aid being a dayan? Not because he has to be impartial. Not because he's a nogei b'davar. No. The Gemara says, we know it from psukim, says the Gemara. Says the Rishonim, sorry. The Gemara never actually gives the reason. It's not clear. So the Rishonim say as follows. The Dakab Eid Amid Ein Nasadayin, Av Miskavin Lahoid Lo, the time of the Ein Nasadayin Nira, Omishim de Be'enisha Atayachal Azima, the Kavin Shah Eidim Batsim Donal Lo Yusul Kabbal Azama Al Atsman, well, Dusan, we'll get to that in a second, Omishim de Chsiv, Om Dushne Anoshim, Shne Ashim Elo Eidim Lothne Ashem Elo Dayonim, the Ba'in and Shia Idu Aidim Lothne Adayonim, the Lo Shie Ba'atsman Dayonim, the Hanach time and Lo Shaykh Ela Be'eid Amid, Befiv, the Lo Miskavin Lahoid. The low kaperish rashbam says Tosos, what's the reason, what's lacking when it comes to an aid nasadayin? Ain aid nasadayin. So one reason that the Rishonim quote, the Rashbam quotes this opinion in Bava Basra, is that the Pasuk says when Aidim come into court, Va'omdu Shnei Hanoshim Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Adayonim. So it sounds like what? You have Lifnei Elokim, it says so it says the Omdu Shnei Anoshim, that's the Edim, and then you have the Fnei, the Dayanim. So you have two different parties. There's a Gosev. So Ein Eid Nasadayin. So obviously you're having two groups over here. So Ein Eid Nasadayin. But Tosos says, very nice. You have a Pasuk to tell you Ein Eid Nasadayin. But what was the Pasuk talking about? A case where what? Where Edim are testifying. So apparently in the world of the Torah, an Eid is what? An Eid is one that's made. That's what the Torah is talking about. So first proof. That's one. Number two, says Tosis. The Rishonim give another reason why Ein Eid Nasadayin. Let's go back in Tosis. Let's go back to the first reason. Another proof that Tosis says that it has to be that an aid is one that talks and is made. Because the reason the other Rishonim give is Omishom the Be'inan Eidu Sha'ata Yochel Azima. The Kavan Sha Aidim Ba'atzmam Donin Lo Yirtsu Likabel Hazama Aleidusan. There is a halacha that Eidus, by definition, in order to be considered valid Eidus, the Gemara says, Kol Eidus She'iyata Yochel Lazima Eino Nechshav Eidus. If this Eidus doesn't have the potential to end up being hazamified and proven wrong, and that the Eidim will actually get kasher zamam lasuf v'achiv, what they intended to give to the litigant, then the Eidus is not good Eidus. You have to have, you know, achrayus. You have to have, you know, some fear when you give Eidus that this potentially could happen. So says Tosos, every Eidus hazama, by definition, is what? Is Eidus by Eidameir. The point is, it's Eidus at the Yochel Azima, that means what? They were made in court. So Ein Eid Nasadayon, when we're trying to figure out, oh, well, what's an Eid? Is an Eid an Eid Aro or an Eid Ameir? Tosfos says, well, if the problem of Ein Eid Nasadayon is what? Is Eidus at the Yochel Azima, you need Eidus at the Yochel Azima, and over here you're not going to have Eidus at the Yochel Azima. So then what? It must be talking about aid in that what? That testified in court. And therefore aid, once again, is defined as an aid I made. That's Tosfos says. From both of those sources, for ein aid nasadayin, I define to you that aid means not aid aroeh, but aid hameir. One second. Why is it aid ish'iyat ha'yachol azima? What's the problem? So says Tosfos, Because shelo yirtzu lekabel hazama aleidusan. Tosfos says, let's play this out. What's going to happen over here? You're the aid. You have the aedus. You have the testimony. You know about the dinei nefashos. You know about the cases. You know about what, you witnessed what happened. Now what happens? Now I want to be a dayan. So what? Tosfos says, that's not going to be aedus shata yachal azima. Why? Shelo yirtzu lekabel hazama aleidusan. They're not going to want to what? They're not going to want to be mekabel hazama on themselves. And therefore, they're not going, it's never going to be eid shata yachal azima. So therefore, ein eid nasa dayan. Tosfos in Ksubis, when he talks about this very topic of eid nasa dayan, says, why is this a good reason? That ain't a nasa dayan because they're not going to want to be mekabel hazam on themselves if they come to be proven wrong. Tosfos asks, "V'yesh b'farshim mishum d'be'inan edush ata yochel azima v'ma'edim nasu dayanim edush sheina yochel azima yishlo yikablu hazam al atzman umihu." Asks Tosfos. Lefi tamze, the first time I saw this Tosfos, I couldn't believe what Tosfos just said. Listen to this. Umi lefi tamze, ima eidim krovim ledayonim, einim yichol mahoid, delo yikablu hazama alehim. Tosfos asks, but I can't believe what Tosfos is assuming. Tosfos asks, you're telling me that ein eid nasa dayan is because why? They're not going to be mekabel hazama on themselves if they're proven wrong and they're just going to ignore it? So therefore it's eidus shata yochal azima? Tosfos says, so then what? How can the dayonim ever be mekabel eidim by eidim krovim to the dayonim? Now I'll be honest with you. Before I read this Tosfos, I assumed as a dover pashit that dayonim that are krovim to eidim are actually posel. Tosfos is saying, no, not only am I wrong, I'm using that as a proof that this pshat must be wrong in Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. And what Tosfos is assuming? That what? That the Dayanim could be kroven to Eidim. And that's why this pshat must be wrong. So I looked into it. It actually happens to be a machlekes in the Yerushalmi. If the Dayanim could be kroven to the Eidim, is not posher, and Tosfos in Chavala from Abayz and Ksubis is assuming Dayanim are kosher to be mekabel Eidim if they're kroven. So Tosfos says, if the whole rationale of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is what? Is shelo yirtzu kabel hazam al atzmam? So if it's my nephew, or if it's my grandson, I'm also not going to want to be mekabel on such a cute guy that's my yichus, you know, that's my mishpacha, that sits at my lela seder. Avada, I'm not going to be there. So Tosfos says, apparently that can't be a reason, because everyone knows that the dayanim could be kroven to the eidim, Tosfos says. Deloy kabla azamalem, kaven de b'nei azaman inu. Oh, so says Tosfos. Miu lefitam ze, my eidim kroven dayanim, eni mechol nahoy, deloy kabla azamalem. Ella says Tosfos, it's wrong. Kevon de bnei hazomaninu bebez din acher eidus shayata yochel azima behavei. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, that's wrong. This opinion in Tosfos is wrong. It's not because it's eidus shayata yochel azima. Because very nice. So the dayanim are not going to be mekabel hazama on themselves. But what? Once eidim come into this court and say, Imanu Aisin, you're liars. You were with us on such and such a day. So Tosfos says, now we're stuck. Because the dayanim are what? Are never going to be mekabel hazama on themselves. So Tosfos says, and what are you going to say when the dayanim are krovim? They're not going to be manish their sons. So Tosfos says, so finish the hazama in another court. Just get another bunch of dayanim down the block, and you go to that bezdin. So the fact that this is, you're able to do it in another court, says Tosfos, that's the reason why dayanim krovim could be mekabel eidim in the first place. They're krovim. Because we're not worried about the Hazama, because it is by definition Eidu Shata Yolach Hazima Bebezdin Acher, in another Bezdin. And so too over here, Eid Nasa Dayan, if that was the only reason, it wasn't because of the Pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim, this wouldn't be a good reason, says Tosfos. This is wrong, I'm rejecting it, because, okay, Eid Nasa Dayan, but you'll go to another court to be Mekayim the Hazama, and you'll do it there. So therefore, Tosis kills our Tosis, and he says, absolutely not. That's not a good rationale to be to now say the reason why ain't Nasidai. Yeah.
How does that work? The Aiden will come in and say,
Imanu Ayusin. What's the problem? We'll bring it up here. We can't now deal with the Hazama. So now we'll just tell him, go down the block and then you'll deal with the Hazama. What's the problem? I'm saying, but it's Efshar Lazima. So the Eidah shouldn't be thrown out. What's the problem? Go down the block. And this is Eidah Shatei Yochel Lazima. It'll be Mohuzam down the block. They'll take care of it.
And you'll be introducing to that new basin saying that basically these first
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If Adam testified in the first Bezdin and then the Dayanim die, and then 20 years later we have to now talk about the court case, so they're also going to notify. There's a document. They'll find out what was said in front of that Dayanis, and they'll deal with it. So now the other Bezdin will deal with it. So what's the problem? So why is it Adam Shiat Yochel Azima? Why is Tosis assuming that Ein Nasa Dayan? That's not a good reason.
Well, in the case where you have Ein Nasa Dayan.
Yeah. Beautiful, Itai. Beautiful. So we basically just shechted Tosfos. We basically said this idea of Tosfos and Ksuba says, this idea of Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima is not a good reason because you can go to another bez. Comes along the Ktzos HaChoshen in his brilliant way. Apparently, we have another Ktzos HaChoshen over here. And he says, I'm going to defend Tosfos right now. And he says as follows, but he proves it to us. The Gemara in Makkos tells us that in order for Hazama to happen, it has to be after Ad Sheyigmar Hadin Al Pihem. The Mishnah in Makkos and Daf Hei means they were made, there was a Gemar Din, and now they came and they said, Imanu Ayisim, and it's Sheker. Ad Sheyigmar Hadin Al Pihem. Good. It's learned out from a Pasuk in Parsha Shrift. In Parsha Shrift. So what happens? Now comes in Eidim Zoyim. Imanu Ayisim. You're Eidim now, right? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Chavzayin Amid Aleph, I'm not even going to make the joke about 6 years anymore. Chavzayin Amid Aleph. This might be 3 years. Chavzayin Amid Aleph. It's a fascinating machloikis, and this is a famous machloikis. I'll tell you why. There are six times that we paskin like Abaye over Rava in the Gemara. Yal Kigam. So the ayin of Yal Kigam is Eid Zoymim. Eid Zoymim, zok the Gemara on the top of Chazayin Amar Alf. Abaye Omer Lemafreya hu nifsal. Virava Omer Mikanu Lahaba hu nifsal. Rav is of the opinion that what? Once the Eidim HaMazimim say, Imanu Ayisim, and you're a liar, from now on, all of their Eidim are, Eidus are apostle, and they are Shakronim, and we don't give them their monus anymore, and their psul is Mikanu Lahaba, from today, and Viter. And Abayi says, no, it goes Lemafreya, and it's from the time of their Hagodas Eidus. Nafkamina, the Gemara says, if they gave any Eiduyos in the interim, from the time, March, till November, when they were approved Zomimim, all of those real estate cases, all of those DNA Mominus cases, all those big million-dollar cases, they're all possible and they all have to be rejudged. Big machloikas Abaye in Rava. And how do we pass him? We pass him like Abaye? Lemafreyo nifsal. He's possible retroactively. He's possible retroactively. So comes along the Ktzos HaChoshen, and the Ktzos HaChoshen says something so sharp, and Itai said it just now, and he says, one second. He says, if we paskin that by definition, an Eid Zoymim is posel lemafreya retroactively, so then what? At the time of his Eidus, he already had a shame psul. He already became invalid. If he became invalid retroactively, then what? He's no longer a kosher dayan. So therefore what? You're missing what? Ad sheyigmar hadin al piyem. there was no Gemar Din, because the Gemar Din was done with Apostle Dayan, because he apostle Lemafreya, because Eidzoimim Lemafreyu Nifsal. So if Eidzoimim is Lemafreyu Nifsal, you never had a Kabbalah Eidus in front of a Kasher Dayan, so what? Why can't it be Efsher Lazima? Why can't it be Efsher Lazima? The reason it can't be Efsher Lazima is because you don't have a Dayan in the court. Aid not the Dayan by definition, once we pass him like Abaye, that Aid Zoymim Lemafreyo Nifsal, so now the aid that we want to say is not the Dayan. Not only does he become fossil, the Dayan becomes fossil, and then there was never a Gmar Din Alpiyim. So says the Ksois HaKhoishin, that's the Pshat in Taisis, not because we can't go to another Bezdin. We know you can go to another Bezdin. We know that there are a lot of Bezdins on the court, on the block. But it's not going to be Aidus that's Roy Lazima, because this Aidus by definition is never going to be an Aidus that was given in front of a Dayan. It was never done with a Gmar Din, because the Dayan, by definition, is possible. That's the Pshat in the Taisis. That's what the Taisis, the Pshat in the Taisis is. The only problem that we have left is a very strange line in our Taisis. Let's just read the Taisis carefully, and the Mirtz Hashem now will wrap up the whole Sugya. When Taisis quotes this reason, Taisis says, it's Eidus Sheatayoch Lazima, right? It's the first word in the line is Sheata, right under the Niruluri, when he's attacking this idea of Eid Aroya. It says Eid Nasedayan is talking about people that speak. Eid Ameir. V'kevan she'eidim ba'atzmam donen, lo yirtze lekabel hazoma aleiduson. Anyone bothered by a language there? Why is it Eidus Sheatayoch Lazima? Because no one's going to kill themselves. No one's going to punish themselves. They're not going to want to punish themselves. And let's say we were dealing with a suicidal Dayan. And let's say we were dealing with a person that was roitze to be manish satsmo. That he wants to punish himself. He wants to inflict injuries to himself. Whatever it is. That's your lashon. Shelo yirtzu lekabel hazama l'atzmo? I would say a much stronger lashon. I would say what? Shelo yochel lekabel al atzmo. You can't judge your own cases. You're a baldover about your own cases. How could I be a dayan about my own case? Whether or not I'm chayav misa, I'm the eitzel. Again, remember, I'm the eitzelim now. I'm going to judge. If I was in the mood to actually give up my life, or actually to be machayav myself $1,000, I'm going to be a judge if I wanted to, or if I was righteous, if I was that tzaddik that I'm going to give away all my money. What? Ain't no yachol. You're a baldover. What's the language of Taisus lo yirtzu? This is a kasha that I heard from Rav Moshe Dimitman, a Rebbe in Karen Biavne, who was the Rebbe of my father. My father and Rebbe of Rebbe Willig. This was, you should speak to Rabbi Simon about this Rebbe. This Rebbe, he was Eish Lahava. He was fire. My father told me that when he was saying Chatiras in the Beis Medrash, Shtenders literally were flying across the room. I mean, he had Lumdis in his pulse. You know what I'm saying? When you would take his pulse, there were Tzachoshins coming out of there, and he was mamish alive. If anyone could see any of the clips from him giving share, they have some clips from him. It's a chiyus. It's mamish a chiyus. And you see, he's still alive, Baruch Hashem. He's still going. He's a kol in Rehovot, and it's in his blood. It's mamish. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So he was a Rebbe in Karen Biavne in the time of Rav Goldbach, and the Rebbe of many of Willig, my father, many of the Bogrim of Karen Biavne, and Baruch Hashem he's still teaching to her. So he said that he asked this kasha to Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, the Rosh Hashiva of Ponovich. He says, Tosis Lashon is very shver. Not shelo yirtzu lekabel hazom al atzmam, that they're not going to want to accept the punishment on themselves. They can't accept the punishment on themselves. You're not able, you're bowled over, you're not able to. So he asked this to Rosh Shmuel Rizovsky. So the truth is, it's in Rosh Shmuel Rizovsky's farm. If you see the farm actually asked this kasha, and he says a tremendous yisod. And with this, we'll close. There was a tshuva in the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda got a shiloh. There's a case of a znus that someone was mezana, a woman was mezana from her husband, and the edim weren't entirely clear about some of the details of the case. So the Nedib Yehuda says, you don't know all the chakiras, all the details of the case. It's okay. It's still okay. Why? It's still good edus. Why? Because there's no kasher zamamir anyways. What's the nidon over here? Whether we're going to asher her to her husband? So what's the hazam legabe the edim? So therefore, there's no din kasher zamam here anyways, says the Nedib Yehuda. So therefore, it's okay if all the details, even if it's crucial questions, are not entirely intact from the edim and they don't know about it. That's okay. Happens to be what the Nedib Yehuda was debating is two days in the first Tosfos in Makkos, whether or not all edus needs edus shatirach lazima, whether or not in situations where you can't be mekayim kasher zamam, like ben grusha ben chalutza, will we just automatically give makos to the edim in order to make it that it's efshir lazima? So the Nedib Yehuda was assuming, like the other day in Tosfos, that it's not that it's that, that you don't need kasher zamam, you don't need edus shatirach lazima, because. Well, that's not no get. We're not giving misa in times of Nedib Yehuda. No.
But I'm saying that's
so right now.
Right.
So right now, for.
Still would.
You're saying in theory, in terms of right, but right now the Nedib Yehuda was assuming there's no chiyuv misa. So he made some assumptions, and now that's the way he passed in. So the Beis Halevi, wrote a tshuva against this Nedib Yehuda, and he's wrong. He says that even though there might be the fact that Eidusha Tayochal Azima, there's two aspects of Eidusha Tayochal Azima. There's one aspect that Beis Halevi proves that you have to be Mekayim Kasher Zoma. If I was made and I testified that you owed money and I intended for you to pay him money, or I intended for you to get Misa, or I intended for you to get Malkus, so I get the punishment that I wanted to give to you. That's one halacha. And then the Beis Halevi says, right, you're right, that's not applicable in a case of Znus. But then says the Beis Halevi, but there's another halacha. V'hinei sheker, eid sheker, hey sheker, eid. He was made sheker. He was made b'chaveiro and eid is sheker. So you have to what? Not only do you have to be able to be mekayim kasher zamam, but when it comes to all eidus, you have to be able to cancel the eidus and prove that the eidus is wrong. If you don't prove that the eidus is wrong, then it's not eidus, and that is applicable to all types of eidus. And there's a halacha of efshir lazima when it comes to even situations where what? I can't be mekayim the onish because there is no onish to be mekayim. So the fact that the Nedib Yehuda assumed that the fact that I can't punish a person, that means that I don't need eidus hatayochel lazima, that's not correct, says the Beis Halevi. You still have to be able to cancel the eidus if it's not true. That aspect of Eidus Shatayol HaChazimah, to prove that what? That the Eid is an Eidus Sheker, that aspect applies to all Eidus that's testified. So therefore, says the Beis Halevi, you can't now say if the Eidim didn't know the details that it's still good Eidus because there's no onus here anyways. No, there's still that other aspect, that second halacha about what? About whether or not the Eidus was telling the truth. This Beis Halevi is relevant for other Eidus. The Reb Kiva Eger has an unbelievable question. Kiva Eger says, Kiddush HaChodesh. How do we mekadosh the Chodesh? So the halacha was two Eidim would come and they would say, we saw the new moon. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, why is that Eidus HaTayochel Azima? I thought the Gemara says, Kol Eidus HaTayochel Azima Eina Eidus. So why is that Eidus HaTayochel Azima? What, are you going to turn the Eidim into a moon? Where's the Azama? So says the Minchas Chinuch, okay, maybe he can answer based on 2 days in Makkos. Maybe we'll give him Malkus because Kasher Zamam according to at least one day where we can't be Mekayim the Onish, so we'll give Malkus. What are you going to say according to the other day in Tosfos that says there is no Kasher Zamam? You don't give Malkus. So maybe you will give Malkus. Why? Because there's another lav. Losana Bereacha Eid Shaker. You violated the Yisr of Losana, one of the Aseres Hadibros. But then says Rabbi Kivega, you're not going to give him Malkus for Losana either. Why are you not going to give him Malkus for Losana? Because it's not Bireyecha. I'm not being made about my friend. I'm being made about the moon. How's this Losana Bireyecha Yitzheker? It's not the Aseres HaDibros. So what's going on over here? It's not Eidus HaTayel Chazima. So let's start a new movement. We should never be Mekadosh the Chodesh. No more Rosh Chodesh. Eidus Alpi HaChodesh is invalid Eidus because by definition it's Eidus She'ira Tayel Chalazima. It could never lead to Azama. So comes along the Beis Halevi and he says, no, you misunderstood Eidus HaTayel Chalazima. There's one halacha of what? Of being Mekayim Kasher Zoma. that if they intended to give a punishment, that punishment should now be carried over and given to the aid. But then there's a second halacha, and even where punishment is not relevant, is that we have to make sure that the aidus could fall apart if it's proven wrong. Aidus has to be verified. Aidus is aidus hadayoch alazima, that's not, that I'm transferring the ownership, but it's aidus, if I would call it, shayatayoch alazima, shatayefshir levatlo. You have to make sure that the aidus is true. That's true by Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's true also by the case of Znus with the Noid B'Yehuda. And that, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, is what Tosfos was saying over here. It's true that Baal Dover himself, when he's an aid and he's a dayan himself, he's lo yochol lekabel onesh al atzmo. He's a Baal Dover, he can't be done in onesh on himself. But says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, I wanted to know what? The other type of aidish atayochol lazima. I want to know Enei Nasadayan to verify whether or not the Aedus is true, the Beis Halevi second in. The Beis Halevi second in, which in theory would have been Shayach even by himself, to verify the facts. How do you know that that's not going to exist? The halacha of not Onesh, the halacha of what? Aedus Atayachol Levatla, that's also under the rubric of Aedus Atayachol Azima, that you have to verify whether or not the Aedus is true. On that, the Gemara was, Tosfos was talking about, says, he says the Lashon, Shelo yirtzu lekabel hazomal atzmon. They're not going to want to take apart the Eidus. They're not going to want to be mevatel the Eidus. In this, in theory, they could have verified the facts. They could have been mekabel hazoma and thrown out the Eidus, and it actually would have been Eidus atayochol hazima of category number 2 according to the Beis Halevi. Because we're not talking about the onesh of hazoma, that they're going to be a baldover, they can't be a dayan to be made, to be done themselves hazoma. But how do you know that it's not Eidus atayochol hazima of tier number 2, which is crucial for the halacha of Enei Nasadayan, that says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that the Beis Halevi's type of Eidus atayochol hazima? How do you know that this Eidus is Enei Nasadayan? Because these dayanim are never going to cancel the Eidus. And in theory, these dayanim could have been mekabel the Eidus, im hoyu rotzen, if they wanted to. But practically, they're never going to want to. So that's why Rav Shmuel says the Tosfos Lashon is very meduyak. The aspect of Eidus Atayochol Azima that they could have done if they wanted to, not the Onesh, but to actually verify the facts, they could have done, and they're not going to want to do that, and that's why the Eidus falls apart for that reason, and Ein Eid Nasadai. Shkoyach. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's just a straight up Zeres HaKosev. That's it. You just need two guys that are being made that are in front of two Dayanim. But Tosfos proves that that's also talking about an Eid HaMeid and not an Eid HaRo against Rashi and the Rishpa. Shkoyach.